And the nominations for the 2014 Emmys were announced here in Los Angeles this morning. HBO led the nominations with a total of 99 nods. To hear more about that and the others who get to gush their honor just to be nominated, Morning Edition's David Green talked to Michael Schneider, executive editor of TV Guide magazine.
Well, Michael, let's dig into the list that we have out this morning. In the category of dramas, HBO with two shows, True Detective and Game of Thrones. But I am presuming that the real competition here is going to be between True Detective and Breaking Bad. Those seem to be the big ones here, right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Breaking Bad is still a critic's darling. It's a show that ended a year ago, so people may have forgotten about it, but it was such a dominant show, and it won last year. And, the TV Academy voters love to repeat. And Breaking Bad, this is its final chance to win one last Emmy, so it's got a good shot. But True Detective, HBO, was one of the hottest shows of the year. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson really amazed two great actors on a very fascinating piece. So don't count True Detective out either.
And, you know, Matthew McConaughey, you mentioned, he's also been nominated for his performance in a drama. If he wins an Emmy in that category, he would, if I'm not mistaken, become the first male actor to win both an Oscar and an Emmy in the same year. He won for Dallas Buyers Club, right?
Yeah, as Matthew McConaughey says, all right, all right, all right. It's been a good year for him, and he's got a very good shot. He is the odds-on favorite to probably win that and pull off that feat, which has only been done a couple times before by women, by Helen Hunt and Helen Mirren in the past.
And Michael, let's move over to comedies. I mean, if we look at comedic roles, there is quite a list of women. I mean, that's a real packed list of nominees and great performances.
It's a great list. And leading the pack is Julia Louis-Dreyfus from HBO's Washington comedy Veep. She's the odds-on favorite. She's won the past 2 years, so I would give her the leg up this time, too. But Edie Falco from Nurse Jackie on Showtime actually is another TV Academy darling. Lena Dunham from the TV show Girls, she's polarizing. She's been nominated before, but her show actually wasn't nominated this year, so she's a long shot. Melissa McCarthy, who's one of the stars of Mike and Molly on CBS, she's nominated, but I think more so because of her feature career and what a superstar she's become overall. So she's a long shot. And then Amy Poehler from Parks and Recreation on NBC, a critic. Darling, one of the great actresses, comedic actresses of our time. She's a critic's favorite, but she's never won.
You know, you keep talking about critics' darlings. I mean, is it critics who really have the influence over who gets nominated? Is it the audience size? I mean, what determines these nomination lists?
It's kind of all the above and none of the above at the same time. There's some critics' favorites that just don't get nominated. This year, the critics were really rooting for a BBC America show called Orphan Black. It's a fascinating thriller about clones, which got snubbed completely today. Hmm. And on the flip side, some of the most popular shows on TV, like The Walking Dead, AMC's zombie drama, one of the most watched shows on television, also pretty much got snubbed. Sometimes it's campaigning that makes the difference, and sometimes it's just shows that have been nominated in the past. The TV Academy loves to stick with tradition.
And we'll, of course, wait for the actual winners to be announced later this summer. Michael Schneider is executive editor of TV Guide. Michael, thanks a lot.
Anytime.